You have no idea how much I wish I never had to take anything.
Suzanne is a nurse who lives in Naples. In 2000, she was driving to work when she was rear-ended by a meatpacking truck. She had spinal surgery for her injury, but a complication has left her in chronic pain that makes it nearly impossible to walk without medication.
I've been through withdrawal twice since I've lived here because I couldn't get my medicine filled.
She says she gets her prescriptions from a licensed pain management clinic that does random urinalysis on patients to ensure they're not abusing their meds. But about 5 months ago, her regular pharmacy stopped carrying her pain medication.
They would just keep telling me, oh, well, we haven't gotten that medicine in. Now, mind you, for the 2 years I've lived here, I've always had my prescriptions filled at CVS Pharmacy.
Suzanne says it takes a combination of meds for her to function normally. One of them is the painkiller oxycodone, which is one of several synthetic opiates that fetch huge profits on the black market. In one raid last month, drug enforcement agents busted a South Florida operation that had bought 19,000 oxycodone pills in 1 year to resell. But patients like Suzanne wonder where the pills are for them. She says after her local CVS repeatedly turned her away, she started filling her prescription through the mail. That was working until this week, she says, when her mail-order pharmacy suddenly terminated her oxycodone prescription.
I'm so tired of fighting every month so that I can have a life. It's unbearable anymore. I'm to the point where I just want to leave this stupid state because I'm tired of being treated like a drug addict when I've done nothing wrong.
Every day in Florida, about 8 people die from prescription drug overdose, the Centers for Disease Control says. And from 2003 to 2009, the number of oxycodone overdoses in Florida increased by 265%. At the same time, pill mills were proliferating. Doctors there would prescribe opioids without asking many questions, and often filled the prescriptions on site. Drug traffickers from all over the country continue flocking to Florida to hop from illegal clinic to illegal clinic and return home with huge supplies. So State Attorney General Pam Bondi has made stopping pill mills a top priority.
These are drug dealers wearing white coats. You know, they have armed guards at the door. They're a cash-only business. I've been in them. I went in them in Fort Lauderdale, and they are a horrible place, and we are shutting them down.
In March of 2011, Bondi and Florida Governor Rick Scott announced a statewide drug strike force to address the issue. Florida passed a law prohibiting doctors from directly dispensing painkillers. And the state started a database where doctors must report who they prescribe to prevent addicts and traffickers from so-called doctor shopping. And the efforts are getting results. Florida Department of Law Enforcement spokesman Keith Kamig says the strike force has closed 254 pill mills and arrested about 3,000 people, including 46 doctors.
It shouldn't be so easy that you can go in every corner and get meds if you have a legitimate need. We haven't had many reports, if any, of people being turned away for legitimate needs. What we're trying to stop are the illegal needs.
Paul Sloan owns two licensed pain management clinics in South Florida. He says real patients are suffering.
I am just beside myself dealing with patients who can't get their medication.
Sloan says in its effort to reduce the number of pills sold in Florida, the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration is intimidating people at every step of the drug supply chain. Last year, DEA agents raided two CVS stores in Sanford and suspended the license of their Lakeland-based distributor because of the size of their oxycodone order.
I mean, there isn't a doctor, a pharmacist, or a wholesaler that is in Florida that is not terrified of the Drug Enforcement Administration.
And pain patients like John Gibson, who lives in Wakulla County, says they are the unintended victims. Gibson filed a complaint with the Florida Health Department when several pharmacists wouldn't fill his pain med prescriptions.
They weren't at the doctor's office when I took off my shoes and showed them my scars and showed them my deformed toes.
Hillsborough County patient Donna Ratliff sent a similar complaint and got the following response in a letter from Florida Board of Medicine Executive Director Joy Tootle. Quote, state law does not limit the amount of pain medications a pharmacy may stock or dispense. In addition, state law does not specify how pharmacists may decide to dispense the medications, end quote. Suzanne, the nurse from Naples with chronic back pain, says she feels like she's running out of options. She asked that we not use her last name because she's worried the stigma attached to pain meds might keep hospitals from hiring her.
And I'm not giving that up. I'm not going to go on disability. But again, if I don't have pain medicine, I am disabled.
Like all the patients who spoke to Florida Public Radio, she says she hopes drug enforcement agents can find a happy medium between stopping drug abuse and still allowing legitimate patients to get the meds they need. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.